This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We were just running back and there's pizza here today. Do you know why there's pizza in the building today, Hoff? You have any idea?
Because I was hungry?
Well, no. I'm saying why is there pizza? Why are we providing, the station is providing pizza?
Jess I actually Park have no there? Idea.
Yeah, okay, so we don't know, but BT's having his couple slices, Hoff had his. I went back there just to look at. I can't eat that stuff during the show. Plus, it sets me up for a bit.
Oh, good.
I got... What slices did you go with? What slices did you nibble at this time?
Well, I still have food in my mouth now, pardon me. Yeah. I had a little, like a white slice.
Yeah, okay, Hoff I saw take that too. I'm not a white slice fan myself. Need some sauce
and then regular.
Okay, a little regular. You passed up on the buffalo chicken, which looked pretty good.
Going back.
Yeah,
We got two more breaks before the show's over.
Either way, I was telling Hoff, like, I mean, it's just like the herd comes out. There's pizza there, and it is, like, I'd rather go after the fact when nobody else is there. Good God, I didn't know that many people worked here. There's hundreds of people back there, it seems. Everybody coming out of the woodwork.
And did you see what I did? You guys beat me there because I was talking to Bogies for a little bit. And I walked right in and I cut everybody.
Yeah, I saw. I really didn't even put your blinker on. You just went right to the front of the line. It's like you ever drop a piece of fruit or something outside during the summer, like your daughter drops watermelon on the
and
brick.
The ants come?
Yeah, that's exactly what this is like. They drop the pizza in that cafeteria back there and the people come out.
No, more than fruit, Sal. Like when you drop like an ice.
Yeah.
A piece of like the ice from the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
That's when you get it.
Oh, God, they're all over the place. All right, let's reset
let's
a little
go,
bit here.
Stop eating on the
it's all right. We get it. Everybody's hungry. It's lunchtime. You know, we're talking a lot of free agency today. We did a little Knicks. We'll do more of the football as we look ahead, mainly, you know, tomorrow a little bit, and then, of course, on Friday. But, hey, it's going to be the winter dominated by Juan Soto. And I really do think, I'd be curious to get your take, because I gave my thoughts on it before you didn't give yours, when you think the Soto stuff is going to come to a resolution. There's some thought that it's going to drag out with Boris. How could that be the case?
Well, because he usually does drag it out. I said yesterday on the show, if I'm the Yankees, I'd give him a deadline, whether it's 12-1 or 12-15. But it's got to be before Christmas because the Yankees need to have, and others, but I'm saying from a Yankee perspective, Yankees need to have the ability to pivot while there's still people to pivot to. And, you know, if we're waiting around, then it's, you know, January 15th and January 20th, getting to the, you know, late January, and Juan Soto is not signed yet, but Christian Walker has and Bregman has and other guys, and Soto doesn't choose the Yankees, that's a problem.
But think about it this way. I'm glad you brought up Walker and some of the others. Like, if you're Bregman or Adames or Walker or Alonso, are you going to sign before Juan Soto does? Like, me personally.
I know why you're asking me that. Yeah, go ahead.
I'd wait.
The market kind of deal.
Yeah, like, let him set the market. Also, see what teams are going to be involved. Like, there's no way I would sign. Let's say you're Alonso, and both the Mets and Yankees could be in play for Pete potentially.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers are in play for Soto, whoever else, the Blue Jays, whoever else is in for Soto. Like, would you sign, if you're Pete Alonso, with the Giants before knowing what the Mets and Yankees are doing?
I think Pete's different. Pete's unique because if the Yankees don't get Soto, I wouldn't do this. But it seems like their plan B or C might be to go after Alonso. And then obviously the Mets would be... Maybe more willing to bring him back.
But Pete's not the only plan B guy. Like, Adames could technically be a plan B guy as well. Like, let's use Adames as an example. The Giants offer Adames, I have no idea. Let's just say 10 years, 200. It wasn't.
I think he's going to have to take something. If it's ludicrous money, I could see him jumping.
Okay, but also keep in mind that if he does jump at that, he loses getting potentially, I don't even know, both the Mets and Yankees involved, or one or the other. If the Mets lose out on Soto, now the Mets are like, oh, well, we really need Adames. Or if the Yankees lose out on Soto to the Mets,
yeah.
Now the Yankees are like, hey, where are we going to pivot? Plan B is Walker and Adames. Whatever.
I know what you're saying. Well, that's a logical way to look at it. And I don't think that you're necessarily wrong. I do think, though, it's important, less important for the Mets because of the, like, if I want to establish some sort of signing parameters by, like, before Christmas, the 15th, or whatever it might be, and I think December 1st seems a little bit ambitious. Like, it's one thing to say, you've got to do this soon. Another thing to, like, hey, Juan, you done? Are we going to give you 3 days?
I think mid-December.
That's not going to work because he's Juan Soto.
Right.
But you have to have some sort of end in sight. But I think, like, say, I think that the Mets, well, I think they've got the appetite, and I know they've got the resources to go and do a lot more than just Soto. So the Mets could sign one of those guys early.
And still be in play.
And still be in play, where I don't think the Yankees would do that. And the other thing, too, is don't you think the better question is, does Soto owe it to the other free agents to sign early? Because that's generally the thought.
I feel like he's the key. He's got to sign so everybody else kind of knows what they're doing. By the way, off of Hop's question before, will the Yankees make the biggest move? I think Manaea signs first. I think the Mets sign Manaea. Is that considered a big splash or no?
Yeah, he was very good last year.
Okay,
One of the best pitchers on the market.
Right. I think the Mets will sign Manaea first. And then from there, like, I don't think the Mets are going to make another big move with a position player until Soto. And when did Yamamoto sign last year?
It was when we were on Christmas break, right? Because we were so frustrated that we didn't get to do it in real time.
Right,
we did it every day.
I hope it doesn't happen again, although back then it happened. You know, he went to the Dodgers. In this particular case, hoping that there's blood drawn here.
I got news for you. Yeah, there's no blood. I got news for you. If he signs with one of our teams, out west, or we ignore it. If he signs with the Yanks or the Mets during Christmas,
we got to come back.
We're firing up the studio from home and we're doing a show.
Yeah.
We're coming on the air.
What are you saying, December 20th? Oh, that's when Yamamoto signed last year? Yeah, of course.
Who? Like what was his name?
Yeah.
Who?
Yamamoto! Yeah. Think about it. We did months on it only to have it pay off when we weren't even freaking here.
Yeah, and then it dominates my team in the World Series.
Yeah, I guess you're right. We could just jump back in and do the show then because I wouldn't want to miss that day.
Nah, we'd have to do that.
I'm hoping winter meetings or maybe even the week before the 23rd. Come on, dude. Let's not drag this out. Let's everybody enjoy Christmas here.
Well, I would like for you to maybe have a little turkey at Thanksgiving, get with your uncles, those big Yankee fans that they have in the Licata family there.
Yeah, well, that's the other side.
Well, I understand, that would be nice for them to be able to rub it in on you.
Yeah, no.
Soto's back and Sal's not happy.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Yeah, Bobby's in Eastchester. What's up, Bobby?
How you doing? I was listening to you earlier when you were talking about Soto trying to get a Yamamoto contract, Otani contract.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm ex-IRS, but I've been retired for a while, and I haven't heard anybody mention it on that no interest being charged. I don't think that's legal, because there's something called imputed interest that has to be on contracts like
Let me ask you something. Why do you give a crap about that, Bobby?
Because that's added money that they're not paying, and it doesn't make sense.
Oh, okay, but do you care about that as a fan? Like, what, that's keeping you up at night, the deferred money, the no one. I don't even know what you're talking about, to be honest with you.
Man.
Basically, if you want to get a ball player and you're not doing it the legal way and IRS is going to come in later on, you might have a problem.
No, it's legal. Deferrals are totally legal.
Thank you for the call, Bobby.
Yeah. Bobby Bonilla's still getting a check. It's legal.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the extent of the deferral. Usually I would think that the player wouldn't want it. That's why everybody now is going to be like, oh, well, what about deferrals? And look, maybe the Yankees could figure it out, because I do think it would help the Yankees in this spot where Hal has repeatedly talked about the luxury tax threshold. We know what the Yankees' payroll is at. We know what they need to do to try to build a better team and retain Juan Soto. So if Soto loved being here so much and really wanted to be a Yankee, maybe the Yankees could give him his $650 or whatever it's going to cost to get him, $600, $650, who the hell knows, and defer it. And that would be one way to be able to make it work, like the Dodgers did with Ohtani, so they could go get Yamamoto and the others that they currently have on their roster. But I wouldn't think that Soto would want all that money deferred if you could get it all up front. Like,
but you're getting interest, man. You're getting a ton of interest on this thing. On the deferred payments, you're getting interest.
So Ohtani is?
Yeah,
so
everybody.
Well, how does that work? What do you mean everybody?
Well, it's gonna reduce your taxable income for that current year, but as it sits there and defers, you're getting...
Well, Ohtani doesn't have it, so how's he getting interest? Maybe the team is.
Well, no, he signed the contract.
Right, but whoever has the money would be... It's like if you put money in a bank, you get interest on that.
Okay, so what's
the Dodgers and Ohtani can't be getting... I mean,
but then what is
could be
the,
wrong, but...
What is the appeal from a player's perspective to defer it? I understand
there shouldn't
what,
be. But, I don't think that there would
no,
be.
No, but there is. There has to be. Otherwise, you know, it just wouldn't be as... I feel like it's going to start going in this direction, and I believe that the advantage is that what you accrue over time. And then when you get to it, it's more.
Well, that I don't know.
Otherwise, it's less. Think about this, Sal.
Well, how would you get interest, though, on something you don't have?
But I mean, I'm not a taxologist here, but I'm just common sense. Think about this. If we signed deferred contracts for WFAN, just say.
Yeah.
I mean, we wouldn't. They don't do that here. But just say that they did. And it was 5 years, right? 10 years. Or it's down the road in 20 years. The money, whatever that X figure is not the same value of today because the dollar stretches more down the road. So you have to have the benefit of getting the growth. No, otherwise, why would you do it?
I think, let's just use Bobby Bonilla. I think he rather, at the time, whatever, how many millions he was making, he was like, I'd rather have X amount every year for the rest of my life. He got more money, total, Dove, you're saying?
Of course.
Yes, the Mets theory actually was based on...
The Mets having interest, though, in saving. The Mets thought they were going to save money.
They were correct. They were paying Bobby more cash
overall,
but they thought they'd make more money with Bernie Madoff by not paying Bernie up front.
Right, so let's say Ohtani was only able to get $700 million because they said, we'll give you $700 million, but deferred as opposed to $600 million, not deferred. But the interest has got to go to the team, I would think, because they're the ones that have the money in reserves. And Benilla's benefit was going to be, I'll get more money overall, but I want it down the road. Like, as opposed to you just giving me $20 million next year,
yep.
Give me more money and I'll take $5 million for the rest of my, however it works, $3 million down the road.
Yeah, but I could be dead wrong on this, but I think that you're getting interest on that payment downstream.
That does not just comment. It doesn't make sense to me.
I studied journalism and writing. I didn't study economics in college.
Me neither, but let's just use basic math. Like, if Soto was $660 million a year, or whatever, $50 million to make it easy.
Yeah.
If you have $50 million in hand that year, now you can get interest on that money by saving it. If you say, well, I'm going to give you $650 a year, but the first year I'm only giving you $10 million a year, how is he gaining interest on what he doesn't have yet?
And Dove, if I'm wrong, am I wrong here?
Okay, can we get a math
expert on?
I'm sorry,
BT, but yes, you're wrong.
No, I might be.
No, it's straight money to the player. The team, instead of paying the player up front, takes the money they would have paid the player. They put it to invest and get whether interest
and
or other investment.
And they get
investment.
The interest. Yes. I understand that.
But the player just gets a straight money, whatever it was.
Right. There's no... I know what they're going to get. Okay, I got it.
So
I
the mean, advantage...
Sounds like an idiot, but I thought there was some benefit for the player.
Yeah, it gets more money.
Like more... So in other words...
Bonilla got more money because...
I got you. All right.
I'll take more money overall and get it later than less money now shot.
Yeah, I understood.
If you won the lotto, would you want the all-in payout now?
I would take the payout now.
Or as opposed to, hey, we'll give you...
I would take the payout now. You have to. I mean, if it's that much money, take the payout.
So I guess in summation here, if you're a player, the advantage... Now, again, we don't really know how all this works out here, but using some common sense, the advantage would be... That you can help your team, Ohtani. I don't think he's greatly benefiting from this, other than helping his team and potentially getting a larger sum. If it wasn't deferred, he would get 600 as opposed to 700. So he's taking, let's just say, theoretically, an extra $100 million, but it's all deferred, which helps the Dodgers out. They could afford
and the Dodgers
million.
Collect some interest on that as well, which offsets what they're paying for the additional $100 million. No, that
Bingo.
Point I get.
Okay,
a traditional deferred compensation plan reduces an employee's taxable income in the year in which it's deposited into the account. And allows that money to grow without any taxes assessed on the invested earnings.
So the tax, they benefit tax-wise because it's less money.
But right now, Ohtani's paying less taxes because he's making less money.
Yeah, okay, right.
So when he gets paid that $700 million in 10 years, is he going to be in L.A. where it's highly taxed?
No.
Or is he going to be elsewhere where it's a lower tax rate?
Right, but either way, he's going to have to pay the tax on the money at some point whenever
he
gets it.
But at a lower rate.
But what if he's in Japan? I mean, now I just completely throw a wrench into this equation. What if he just goes to...
Right.
I don't know what the tax...
Right.
Yeah.
So let's bring it back to Soto.
Sorry for those 6 minutes of idiocy,
it's okay.
By the way. We're all over the map.
Knowing this, I mean, we're just talking about like two normal human beings and fans who don't know the inner workings of this stuff, but just trying to use some common sense here. If you're Soto, are you willing to take deferred money? Like, I think Ohtani did it because he wanted specifically to go to the Dodgers.
Yep.
If Soto is looking for 700 or 800 million, and the only way to do that is say, hey, we'll give you, you know, whatever, 600 now, but defer 100 million of it, then maybe. But other than that, if all things are equal, why would you want deferred money if you're Juan Soto versus all the money as you wanted per year?
The only reason you would want to do that is to give the Yankees or Mets or whomever wiggle room if they think that they needed to go out there and improve the product in terms of like the immediacy of it, number one. And listen, and I don't know this, but...
Like, wouldn't you want it, like you said before, if you were going to get a contract, wouldn't you just want it all now, if you could?
Not necessarily.
Whatever the contract is.
No, not necessarily. No. Not necessarily.
Think of the endorsement money that Ohtani's getting.
I brought that up before. That's a luxury. He has more.
Correct.
Than
so if he knows he's not spending more than $100 million this year.
Correct.
But he'll need more money later.
Unless he keeps losing bets.
He'll want it later.
Cover somebody's behind there.
I mean, that could be a whole other element.
And I joke around about that, but I don't know the answer. How much of the motivation to defer was based on the thought that he might have, in his own mind, thought that he was in legitimate, you know, trouble with the government based on the gambling.
But I'm saying as far as Soto. Soto doesn't have those issues.
Right, I know.
But
Soto
may know that he's going to make $100 million in endorsements in New York, whether it's the Mets or the Yankees.
Look at Dove.
The Yankees.
Dove is on fire.
All we had to do is talk
good
about
job,
finances,
Dovey.
And Dove hops right in
up.
Here.
My goodness. Dove is...
I can't tell you about sports. You know more than I do.
Right, that is true. That is true. The finances we lack in that regard, or at least in this particular case. Not even that.
It's tricky. It's a new thing.
Right.
I mean,
I would just think common sense. And again, to each their own, if Soto really wants to stay with the Yankees, they're going to go to him and ask about deferrals. I think at this point it would be... You'd be foolish not to think that Cashman or the Yankees wouldn't go to him and say, okay, where are we at with total amount?
Yep.
How much can we defer?
Yep.
By the way, the Mets might do it too, but they don't have to do that to make it fit because of the way that their payroll is at right now.
I get it. I get it. Listen, it's a new way of doing business, and I think that the Yankees and the Mets and everybody else should be open to doing it. I don't know if the player needs to be open to it because I don't know what the exact advantage is downstream, as I said, but from a team perspective, massive advantage.
Ed is calling from Marlboro. What's up, Eddie? Ed, you there?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, Ed?
Hey, Ed, what's going on, bub?
All right. Ray is in Waterbury. What's up, Ray?
Hi, guys. Great show as usual.
Thank you, Ray.
What an offseason this is going to be. It's like a heavyweight fight with the two owners. You know,
but yeah, it's good Mets to have the Mets in the conversation for a change. I mean, for years, the Mets weren't even a player in this regard.
Right, Sal. You know, I think the Mets got to move quickly with the front end starting pitching. They can't wait around because we got to fill two or three pitching spots, you know. I think they'll make one quick splash, whether it's Manaea, another starter, maybe two, before Soto signs, you know.
Yeah, I think Manaea, and thank you for the call, Ray. I think Manaea will get done first. Now, I don't know that. There's no intel there. My gut feel says Manaea wants to be back. He liked it here. The Mets want him back. Maybe they could come to some kind of common ground without getting, you know, dragging this thing out and getting all these other teams involved. And that would be the first move. I think the Mets' first order of business, obviously they checked in with Soto already, but knowing that that may take a little while to play out, I think they're going to try to bring back Manaea first.
It wouldn't surprise me. You said that before. And it seemed like you liked it here. It seems like it could be a relatively smooth negotiating process. How does that? I'd love to know how that first call goes. Hey, Scotty, you know, it's Cash.
To Boris. You don't know? Okay.
Where are we at? Like how do you
it's weird
get
too.
The first sense of the business conversation?
It's weird, too, because Cashman was talking about, like, they'll do whatever it takes, basically, to meet with Soto, but does Soto necessarily want to meet with them as much because he already knows them?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't know the Mets or the Blue Jays or the Giants as much.
So yeah, I read that today, too.
Yeah.
And Cashman said, we'll basically meet him every day if that's what he wants.
Whatever they need to do, but, yes, that's a weird... Look, they already had the conversations. Remember, Hal talked about this in season where the Yankees were foolish enough to think that they might have a chance at getting Soto before he hit the market. Like, come on here. I mean, the Yankees might be up for, as some anonymous Yankee source said to John Heyman, they might be in for a buzzkill of their own. And they thought it was good. They thought it was going to happen. It might still happen, of course. Their odds may be better than anybody else, but... Here we are.
Well, the door's open for everybody else. And when the door's open for everybody else, you can't control who comes in. That's the difference in this equation. Real quick around the horn, Dove, since you're so chatty and verbose today, where's he? Where's Soto signed? Quick, where is he?
Yankees.
Attaboy. Hoff, this is going to go down party lines here.
Hold on, you got the slices down?
Oh, okay. Shut up.
Done with the ball
what's
sex?
What's the question?
Stories there. All right, so...
Is it only two choices?
Where's he going? Soto.
No, you could pick anywhere.
Phillies.
Get the hell out of here.
Boy, he loves to be different, doesn't he?
No, yeah. It's just I think that those are team. That's a team that's going to win now.
Yeah.
They don't need to make any of the moves besides Soto.
Spike is not here anymore. You don't have to kiss Philly. Sorry.
Yeah, right. I meant Dodgers.
Sal. Oh, okay, yeah. He's going to the Mets.
Okay.
Yeah. You?
I don't know.
You got to give an answer.
Well, I say that because, I mean, listen, the easy
time
thing.
Time for On the Fence with Brandon Tierney.
Yes,
Sal,
get off the fence. Have a stand. Make an opinion. God, I really didn't sleep much at all last night. I'm feeling
Why
wacky
not?
Today. Goes, oh, man, I watched that thing until the Roosters were coming
about
up.
About 45 minutes.
I would think that, listen, I can very quickly spit out Yankees and be the Yankee homer.
What's your gut? What's your gut say?
I'm not sure.
I think I know what it is.
Honestly,
you just don't want to admit it.
Well, I put it out there, and I'll tell you if that's it. I'll tell you if you're onto something good.
I think if you pay attention, if you've been listening to BT and Sal closely, you know us both by now. And BT, over the last couple of days, has been laying the groundwork, been coming up with a plan and a map for the Yankees to be okay without Juan Soto.
Oh, so you think that's where I'm leaning? Those are my leanings. Those are my...
I think you're starting to prepare yourself that, uh-oh.
My free agent proclivities are going to him.
After Soto spoke in game five, I think it was, he might be going to the billionaire
the
owner.
The Metsies. Well, I mean, listen, that is an interesting theory, or it could just be that I'm trying to do my job well and present multiple sides of the equation.
All right, so
it can very easily be that as well.
Give us one side, then. What team is he going to go to?
Give us one side.
Right? I do think he stays with the Yankees, okay. But I'm not incredibly confident. Right. That's my honest answer. I'm not incredibly confident.
But to be
confident,
fair,
I'm not sold.
I think you were maybe a little more confident when they first got him.
I was.
But you were still confident.
I understood that Cohen was coming.
Right. You never laughed at all or said it wasn't a possibility. So I think you're pretty much the same.
I strongly thought that after laying out like a wimp and not going after Aaron Judge, that, Cohen would eventually find his backbone and remember that he's worth $17, $18, $20 billion and try to actually do something here.
And put everybody in this town on notice.
Could I just throw out there, there's always a possibility, too, that we're going to get the Texas Rangers from when A-Rod signed that big deal.
Yeah, the Blue Jays or some
I think the Miami Marlins will throw
you
a
said
bill.
That yesterday.
I did. And it's going to happen.
Are they even worth the contract that he would get?
They sign him, yes.
You're going to go back and get more pizza now?
I'm already pushing out the stool. The nibbler is going to slice number three.
BT
which is really slice number two, if you think about it.
Because you only had nibbled on a half.
One and a half.
Exactly.
Oh, God. You have like 2 2/3 slices of pizza. You and
I BT is out back on the fan.
I caved and went and had pizza, and of course I didn't realize you were coming back.
Now it's your turn. Want me to 888-1019 BT and Sal
Thank
on
you.
The fan. Pizza day.
I did have the gluten free.
Oh.
I know. Well, it's like I like the smaller, thinner crust stuff.
Okay.
The other stuff looked great, but anyway, pretty good. And we do appreciate the fan helping us out here, providing lunch, which is nice.
Yeah, what's the reason behind it? Do you know?
I actually don't know.
Me neither.
Anybody, can we find that out? Why
did we get hooked up today? Do you know?
Carton used to do it all the time. Somebody's got to start picking up the slack. Where's Boomer at with this stuff?
I think there's open enrollment today, and that's why they're convinced
For what?
He's right. He's actually right.
For benefits?
Yeah, benefits and all that stuff. Yeah, definitely.
I hope they do that automatically. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Oh, you mean we got to check the work emails? 888-808-1019, the number to call. Steve is calling from Howard Beach. What's up, Steve?
Guys, real quick about the Jets defense.
And thank you for the call. Don't put him on again. Annabelle is calling from Bridgeport. What's up, Annabelle? Oh, I forgot we can't take a call because of the dump. Did you just fix that? Annabelle, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's
I'm
up, Annabelle?
Right how you guys doing? Good. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, we can't. I can't hear you.
You're getting off the speakerphone. Brian is called for 0-for-2 so far in this segment. Brian's calling from California. What's up, Brian? I almost said La California. Yeah. What's up, Brian?
That's what you're looking at.
In L.A., of course, yeah.
Yeah, L.A., born and raised in the Bronx, so yeah, my that World Series was rough for me. It was brutal. But I just wanted to put my two cents in on the Soto deferment and Ohtani. Ohtani was such a rare case because, obviously, the deferred contracts, they strictly mostly benefit the team. No player would want to make, you know, $2 million a year after taxes, agent fees. They're not making much, but Ohtani makes almost north of $50 million. I think 2024, it said he made $65 million off the field. So he's such a rare case where he can afford to do that. Other players just can't do that. And I don't think Soto is going to opt for that. He's not the player is that Ohtani is, so he can't make those that money off the field.
Well, I think that you're right. And listen, you think about, we mentioned the tax benefits, and Dove was really good with this here. Obviously, like if he moves to a different state, you have a chance to avoid paying state taxes on money that he earns after the first 10 years. So that's for Ohtani specifically. So,
well, that there is a loophole there, right? If he makes the money in L.A., and then, like, that was an issue I remember at the time that he signed it. Like, let's say he just moves to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You made the money in L.A., you're going to move to Florida and save on the tax. Like, that is, it should be illegal. That's not right.
I don't think it is, though.
Right, okay, well, whatever.
You know, again, I want to stay in my lane. Yeah, I don't think it is. Now, you've got the competitive balance tax benefits, which would help the team. You've got payroll flexibility, which would help the team. And you've got, you know, basically future certainty for the team as well. So most of these, almost all of them, except the possible loophole or the loophole.
Yeah.
To save money down the road if you relocate, it's all team driven. Now, will Soto be willing to do that? Will, and I think the better question, will he have to do that?
What do you think?
I don't think he'll have to do that.
Me neither. Do you think he'd want to do that?
Not necessarily.
I think with the Yankees, there's an argument to be had. And by the way, it doesn't have to be the deferral to the extent of the Ohtani contract.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be. Because remember, when Ohtani first signed, when you saw that number, I'm like, oh, well, the Dodgers are out of the mix on Yamamoto now. How the hell are they going to be able to afford it?
I know.
And then we find out that $680 million of the $700 million or whatever is deferred. And it's like, oh, well, that's how they could afford him and everybody else. For the Yankees, there might be a path where if he really does want to be a Yankee and they say, look, we want you to be here, we'll give you a lot of money, we need to try to build this thing out, are you open to deferrals and how much? So maybe there is a way where you could kind of half weigh it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, though, Soto wants to do that. I don't think he cares to win enough or be a Yankee enough to deal with the deferrals. I don't know that. I'm just guessing. I would think he'd want the money in real time or per year, however it works out. And I don't think he's going to have to have deferred money because he will have plenty of offers on par or better than the Yankees offer potentially with deferrals.
That's the important part right there. Now, it comes down to how much does he want to leave. As long as the money's in the same neighborhood, again, he's not giving the Yankees any real discount. Maybe the Mets have to slightly overpay. I do believe that, but not, you know, to the point where it's crazy or the Giants for sure. I think that what's going to be interesting here is if the Yankees or Mets, but I'm going to say Yankees, I think they need to do it more than the Mets based on just sheer valuation of wealth for the owners. If the Yankees come with a really well thought out, enticing deferral contract or a deferral laden contract, and he's into it, he's like, okay, I want to stay with Judge. It's good enough money. It makes sense. And then whomever comes in and they trump that and it's all, hey, per year, nothing deferred.
Yeah.
That is going to test how much he wants to win. Because if it's the Giants ain't winning anything anytime soon.
Right.
Nothing.
Right, so if he really does want to win, that eliminates the Giants. It eliminates probably the Blue Jays.
I think Toronto's... I wouldn't eliminate them yet.
But if you have the choice of the Mets and Yankees and those other teams, you can't. Even the Phillies should be ahead of than the other team.
I agree. Oh, totally.
Or maybe Baltimore. But like everybody seems to think the biggest threat is going to be San Francisco or Blue Jays. I'm not buying it myself. But
I am.
If you had to rank the winners in that group. And again, I'm not even saying he cares about winning. He said it, or Boris could say it. I don't think so. But if you are talking about winning, well, then the Yankees and Mets should be ahead of most, if not everybody else.
Sure, unless the Phillies jump into it, because then you can make the case that the Phillies are just better than the Mets. They have been for a while.
Well, but the Mets just beat them. I mean, I know what you're saying, but they did beat them in the postseason.
I'm not minimizing it, and there's no doubt. What happened happened. But, you know, the ability or the opportunity to go play with Bryce Harper, does he view Bryce the same way he does Lindor? I don't know. There's a chance Pete's gone. Vientos is a kid. There's just some more in their prime stars on the Phillies. I don't know if that's appealing to him. I really don't know. The other teams, you know, he's in the driver's seat, and he is going to collect, and he's going to basically do whatever he wants. He's setting the tone. We could sit here all day until the cows come home and come up with these elaborate structures of deferrals. If he wants something, he's pretty much going to get it.
Joe is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Joe?
This question. You know, when they signed Judge a few years ago, they tried to defer payments to him, and MLB stepped in and didn't allow them to do it. Does anybody know why they didn't allow the Yankees to do that with Judge, but then they allowed Otani and the Dodgers to grossly defer payments?
I don't know.
I don't even know that that's a thing. Where'd you get that? I mean, I'm not saying it's not. I don't remember that at the time, hearing that the Yankees tried to defer payments or they wouldn't be allowed. Why wouldn't you be allowed to defer certain payments? It makes no sense.
I don't know. If you go back to the whole Judge offseason, right, the Yankees had a deal in principle, and then they had to pull it back at the last minute. Because MLB rebuked it, and then they had to rework the deal at the 25th hour.
Well, but yes and no. I mean, again, I'm not going to completely say that you're wrong. I don't recall that as much. What I remember happening is that Hal Steinbrenner said, hey, I'm in Italy, and yeah. I'm on the phone. What's it going to take to get this contract done? And Aaron said, I want another year. And Hal said, you got it. Do we have a deal? And he said yes.
Yeah, my recollection is the Giants and Padres offered more, but like you said, Hal got on the phone from Italy. He took less, Judge did, to stay with the Yanks. Hoff, what do you have there? Information on a Heyman?
Yeah, so there was a Heyman tweet from 2022, December 9th. There's word they were contemplating a deal for $400 million plus over 14 years that would have taken him, Judge, to 44 years old. However, sources say they would not have been allowed, as MLB would have seen the additional years as only an attempt to lower their official payroll to lessen the tax.
Okay, well, that's different than just deferring money. They would have gone 14 years from where was it? What was the deal, 9-year deal or something? What did you get, 7 years?
8 years, 9 years.
Okay. 14 would have been ridiculous. Like, that is trying to create a loophole.
That's a CBT loophole.
Yeah. So MLB should have then disallowed that. That's not what the Dodgers are doing with Otani. Well, how many years did Otani get? 10 years?
10 years, yeah.
Right. So, obviously, that's like a legitimate 10 years. It wasn't, hey, let's tack on an additional 6 or 7 years and defer the payments then and spread that out. I mean, then you could just go, yeah, we'll sign you to a 50-year deal. And
spread this out for perpetuity,
like, come
basically.
On, yeah.
Yeah, but then hold on. So, if Otani got 10... And
what did Judge get? 7?
Judge got 9.
He got 9. He got 9 when Hal said at 8, and then Hal said, we'll give you the 9 from Italy. So Judge has 9. Otani has 10. They outruled or overruled or forbid, whatever. A 14-year deal for Judge, but we're all sitting here thinking that there's a great chance Soto's getting 14 years. Now, is it just an age thing?
Yeah, I think so. Because it's legitimate that Soto's going to be getting, like, nobody would sign Judge to a 14-year deal. Maybe other teams could have got involved at that same thing. Like, again, I don't know the inner workings of what's legal, what's not as far as that goes. But, yes, common sense would tell you Soto's getting 13 years, 14 years, whatever it may be. And I think even 14 might be pushing it, but because of his age. I mean, Judge was 31, right?
Exactly. He was 30 years old when he signed. Yeah. 31 when he signed officially.
Yeah, but the Yankees, one sec off. The Yankees couldn't justify that by saying, hey, listen, you know, we understand it's a little reckless on the back end, but we think he's got a chance to, I mean, they could say this, not that he's going to, we think he's got a chance to break Hank Aaron's all-time, Bonds, whatever you want to say, all-time home run record. We want to make sure it's done as a Yankee. Like, you can't at least present that in a plausible, all right, if everything goes perfect, like, who are they to say how long he's going to play for?
No, you could have. I don't think the 14-year number was bad, but it's the way that they probably had it with the finances attached to it. Like, a 14-year deal at whatever the average salary, the Yankees weren't going to do that. They weren't going to give him 14.
Well, no, that, because now you're talking like $500-$600 million.
Okay, but that's what Soto's going to get. Like, he's going to get a legitimate. Like, it would be like an 18-year deal or 19-year deal for Soto.
But even if that, I know we're going down a rabbit hole. Like, who the hell are you to say? If I want to be stupid and give somebody almost a 20-year deal,
I don't know. I'm sure there was something else in there that they could sniff out. Again, BT, I have no idea.
It's confusing stuff.
I'm just using common sense.
Just sign the contract one. If I got to talk about this stuff for the next 2 months, I'm going to tap out. I got news for you.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Joe is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Joe?
I think I got an idea of what we can do with Cashman. I think there's an opening in London for ambassadorship.
Woody's already first in line. Woody's going back. He's going back with Trump. Absolutely.
Well,
he's going back.
So what does that mean for the Jets?
That means Chris's brother's going to run it.
Oh, boy.
That's not encouraging.
Hoff, you have something else from Boris that you said you wanted to add?
Yeah, according to a source, Scott Boris was asked about Pete Alonso. There's been a lot of talk about his being a bear market for first baseman.
Oh, God.
But for Pete's sake, it's the polar opposite.
No, he didn't say that, did he?
For Pete's sake, polar. It's the polar opposite.
Hey, polar bear. So cute, Scotty.
Oh, my God.
He's so
I want to vomit. That was just, I can't even hear it again. I mean, we didn't even know if that was real or
no,
not.
No, we found that it was, actually. Yeah. Did you find that
yeah,
out?
Yeah, Hoff said it was.
Yeah,
we thought say. We thought it was real when Hoff first said it. Then he was unsure.
He said he wasn't sure if it was.
One thing I did
and
see,
he said
Boris,
it was.
Just now I saw this, BT, although this was a while ago when Boris was meeting the media today. I guess I would assume this is at the GM meetings in San Antonio. Scott Boras said that he would like to see the best of five division series become the best of seven series like the LCS and World Series.
Who cares what Scott Boras wants?
Well,
just do the
think?
Contracts and be quiet.
What do you think of that? Because I actually like that.
It's too much pitching. It's too much stress. I think that you should.
But don't you think that it puts more of an emphasis on the. See, I want the regular season to still mean a lot.
Okay. I don't disagree with that.
And if you have. Like, let me ask you. And this hits close to home for me, but if it were best of seven, and then your answer could still be the Mets, but if it were best of seven, you think the Mets are beating the Phillies?
Probably not.
Now, they might have, but it certainly wouldn't have been, and the Mets were red hot, and the Phillies were a dead team walking to a certain extent. Point is, in a best of five, the team with lesser, I don't know, talent,
however you want to put it,
the non-better, the weaker team going in has a better shot to upset. It's why I thought the Tigers would be a better matchup versus the Yankees in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a best of seven, Yankees are going to probably beat Detroit. But in the best of five in the first round, could be dangerous
Scoobo
there.
A couple times.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, like, point is, I think best of five can be dangerous for the top-seeded team. And if I wanted to mean more the regular season, then I think best of seven would be better in the division round in addition to the championship and World Series.
Okay, so then they'd have to really reconfigure the schedules. I mean, the season already ends in November, basically.
Well, can you shorten the regular season by, you know, 8 games, 10, however it may be?
You know, every time that comes up, I'm totally okay with it. Now, they would have to, in their own minds, people who are beholden to the record books, and I am to an extent because I love baseball and have a good sense of the history like you. I love the record book and all that stuff, and I cherish it. Not to the point where I wouldn't be willing to lap off 10 games or so to be able to make the season either, you know, more, I don't say more enjoyable, but less monotonous, you know? So I'm okay with it, but if they're not even, they're not even talking about it now, and it's November, it's not going to happen anytime soon.
No, I don't know. I think it might be the right. I think baseball is close to figuring it out. I think they need to clean it up a little bit to make a better postseason format. I know there's no way to put the genie back in the bottle and, you know, contract the teams or, you know, have fewer teams in the postseason.
Remember when they tried a couple of years ago? The Twins were one of the teams that would almost contracted. Remember this?
Well, I don't mean...
But I remember that when they were talking about literal contraction.
I mean,
it was
that,
like the Twins, the Marlins.
No, they're going to end up expanding, which, you know.
I know.
But I'm talking about, I don't want to expand the postseason. I'd like to shorten the field of postseason teams, but that's not going to happen.
No.
But maybe you can go, if you want to expand the division series to a best of seven, maybe shorten the wild card instead of three to just one game. But then, you know.
No, I like that less.
Yeah.
No way. Because what if you have. No,
would
that's
you add
not
the wild card, make that five, best of five?
Oh, you can't start having the wild card best out of five. I mean, think about this. If you're. And there's been situations where, specifically in the National League West, where over the years, didn't somebody, was it the Dodgers who won 106 games and didn't win the division, or the Giants won something crazy?
Yeah.
But you've had situations where teams.
In 93, you're talking about?
Yeah,
Giants
but even.
Won 103
there was
games.
Yeah, but there was another one more recently, too. I forget. I might be off on the dates, but it was one of like a crazy amount of wins and didn't win the division. I'm almost positive it was in the NL West, whatever. And the point is, you're going to have some seasons where you have a team win 101, 102, not often, but enough where 103 wins. They don't win the division,
like the Mets,
and now they lose one wild card game and they're done.
The Mets with the Braves a couple years ago.
Absolutely, the Mets
games.
And the Braves.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, that's fair, too. Well, again, now we get to go over all the potential scenarios and where a wild card team isn't truly a wild card team. In my thought, I'm just thinking, hey, yeah, they're a wild card team in the left. Well, how about you just have it then? I still like the divisions. I was going to say just rank it 1 through 7 or whatever it may be. And
independent
now,
of divisional breakdown, and then you can see we have four teams from the East.
Well, a team that wins 101 games, even though they're a wild card, should they be a 5 seed? If they don't, or a 4 seed?
I would say based on fairness, probably not. Like what's really equitable, but I think that's going to happen so infrequently that I wouldn't alter everything much just to do that.
Let me give you my, just get down to what I want to prioritize. I want the regular season to mean as much as possible.
Okay.
So I would do whatever it takes to make that the case. I don't know if it's going to be adding more, a longer series in the division round, taking fewer teams into the postseason. However you could do that, I don't mind the idea of the expansion in postseason because it does add other cities and other elements, which is good for the sport, whatever. But I still want to make the regular season matter more so than anything else. It can't just be a total crapshoot to where a team like the Mets, who can win 86, 89 games, whatever, get, or the Phillies the year before, the Diamondbacks the year before, and just get in the World Series. Like, I want the regular season to really mean something.
I respect that. What did the Diamondbacks have, 84? Was that the number 2 years ago? I think it was 84.
I mean, that's
rough, but the Cardinals won the World Series when they won 83 games, I think was the number.
Go back to 88. The Dodgers didn't win a lot of games. I know. So this is not just a new thing with expanded postseason.
It's
happened before.
It has. It's not perfect. And yeah, Hoff, thank you for that, Hoff. So he told me in my ear, 2021, the Dodgers won 106 games. They finished second. Giants won 107.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I knew the Mets obviously did with 102. Mets won
103. Yeah, Mets won 101, I think that year.
101. You're right. It was 101 because that was the second most in their history.
How many times have you said it? Epler won 101 games.
Oh, you're on this guy with the Billy Epler train. My good God. You would have thought that.
A lot of these players are, Epler's here. Anyway. all right, so then how do you fix that? Because that is not right.
Well, I'm going to throw a complete U-turn into this. If I was the commissioner of baseball, I would have the Yankees, the Mets, the Red Sox, and the Phillies in the same division. I would start with complete realignment, geographical, rivalry base. We can pick this up. We got a lot of days, since the Giants are done and the Jets might be soon. Don't worry, we'll have some of these conversations.
Looking forward to it, BT.
Yep.
As always, that does it for us. Thanks to everybody who called and listened. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove and Hop for helping out as well. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 10 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.